welcome back into the buzzer beater here this morning. AM 1340 KXEO. Special thanks to Grant Van Horn and Watson Asdell and Maddie Tolbert for setting up the interview here this morning. Good to talk wrestling and football with those guys. You know, we're going to kind of switch it over to college for a minute. Mizzou men's basketball last night having their home opener at Mizzou Arena. Of course, they opened up the season on Monday night with a loss in Memphis.
Yeah.
So they were looking to rebound. They did so last night, a 77-62 victory over Howard. A little over 11,000 fans at Mizzou Arena last night, and they had three Tigers score in double figures. Tamar Bates, Mark Mitchell, Anthony Robinson II. 1-1 now. I'm not quite sure where this Mizzou men's basketball team is at this point. I'm still trying to get a good feel. Are they an NCAA tournament team? I'm not sold on that just yet.
I would agree with that. I mean, it's still early, and I'm kind of hoping this is like Dennis Gates' first year, because let's face it, his first year was really good, but they struggled early in the season, even against competition that was less than stellar, but it kind of gave them confidence going forward, and I'm hoping that's what we see out of this year's ball club, because to be honest, we're seeing some of the same issues early on. You know, Missouri played Memphis, looked good in that first half, but then really failed to box out in the second half, struggled with transition or the half-court sets, and last night, I don't even remember the number, but they did not hit very many threes. They threw up a lot of threes, and by threw up, I mean threw up, but they did not hit very many, and this is a team that's going to probably live and die behind the three-point line. They've got to get better. They've got to get much better. So we'll see if they can progress through the early part of this season, but not a great start against the Bisons, quite honestly.
No, it really wasn't. The Tigers shot 47.1% from the field. They were 26 of 29 from the free throw line. Don't have a stat on the three-pointers.
I think they were 2 of 22. Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah.
Not good at all.
Well, about as bad as getting a speeding ticket.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that, but maybe you could expand on that.
I don't want to talk about that. From my personal experience, Tigers, I expect, will go to 2-1. They're going to be hosting Eastern Washington next. Yeah. That'll take place on Monday night at Mizzou Arena. So good luck to the Tigers there. College football, we'll switch gears a little bit here. It's a night game over at Memorial Stadium tonight. And an old rival is coming to town. They're now in the SEC. Well, the Oklahoma Sooners are here.
Yeah, and this is going to be an interesting game for a number of reasons. You know, early in the season, this was kind of one of those games that was circled on the schedule for both of these teams for a number of reasons. The season hasn't played out quite the way either team wanted. Mizzou really was hoping to kind of add to their resume with a win against Oklahoma tonight. Oklahoma was hoping to bust up Missouri's season. They still could, but let's face it, Oklahoma comes in with four losses overall. Just not a typical Oklahoma season, and all I can say is welcome to the SEC, the Oklahoma Sooners.
Yeah. It's a little bit tougher than what the Sooners thought that it might be. As you alluded to, Oklahoma 5-4, Mizzou is 6-2, all-time series. The Sooners own that, 67-24-5. I think that the storyline today is, does Brady Cook play?
He's listed as questionable Wednesday night. Friday night, they have to let him know for sure Friday night whether they're playing, and Brady is officially out of this game.
Means Drew Pine will be starting today, and he didn't have the best outing last time that they were on the field. What's that, Maddie?
That was politically correct.
That was politically correct.
Was yes.
Yeah. It was rough against the,
we'll see how this game
the Crimson
three
Tide.
Interceptions. Is
I'm just not hearing about Brady Cook not playing, so I was like, I had some hope, but now I'm like, all right.
If it goes south, you know, I think we could see a couple of different quarterbacks play in this game. And I say that because, you know, Drew Pine, I'm sure, has been getting most of the reps in practice, but I think J.R. Blood is probably a guy that you might turn to He's more of a running quarterback than a passing quarterback. But if you get that running game going, you know, maybe that's not a bad thing, because that's where really Mizzou has excelled at, is in the run block this year. Nate Noel expected to be healthy. So, you know, you get him back, maybe you get J.R. Blood running, and maybe you just try and run it down the Sooners' throats. But going to be interesting to see. This game reminds me a lot of the 2007 matchup when Oklahoma came in as one of the top teams in the country, and Mizzou knocked them off. With the opening kickoff, they got it going. John McGaffey returned that one for a touchdown. And the Tigers are going to need somebody like that to step up tonight, whether it's a special teams play or whatever. Something's going to have to kind of spark this Mizzou offense, because they need somebody to help out Drew Pine.
Any predictions from the roundtable panel this morning? Leighton Maskey, what do you think Mizzou's going to do tonight against Oklahoma? Is it a win? Is it a loss? And give us a score if you want.
I'm actually going to go with the win, just because I assume you guys are going to pick a loss.
Okay. So, you're going to throw us under the bus. All right, fine.
I don't know the score, but I got us winning.
All right, there's a pick for Mizzou. Maddie?
See, I can't make up my mind. I don't see it being a pretty game with Cook being gone. I don't think it's in Mizzou's hands for today. I don't think Mizzou's winning.
Say if you had $200 you needed to win, who would you put your money
on? Like a park era.
What's that, Leighton?
I think if I'm putting money on it, I might go. Money
comes to conversation.
Suddenly the truth comes out.
All right. Maddie, your prediction.
Out. Score prediction?
Yeah.
Oklahoma, probably 40 something, and Mizzou, like, maybe 7.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
40 something, maybe 7.
Giving,
all right.
Yeah.
All
right. The Oklahoma offense has gotten better after they fired their offensive coordinator a couple of weeks ago. Jackson Arnold playing better at quarterback. I still don't think this is a good Oklahoma offense, and Mizzou's got a pretty decent defense. I see this as a low-scoring affair, and I'm going to say in the neighborhood of maybe 17-14 or 21-17 kind of score.
I think it's 31-17.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. We got all different
Sooners,
scores here.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But,
I just don't feel comfortable enough to say the Sooners can score that much. Now, Drew Pine throws a bunch of interceptions, that all changes again.
Real quickly, there was a little bit of baseball news this week as it was announced that the Cardinals are going to be moving Wilson Contreras to first base. He's been a catcher for almost his entire life. Of course, Paul Goldschmidt leaving us in free agency.
Right.
Wilson over to first base. Any thoughts on that?
A couple. The Cardinals need somebody at first base. He would be adequate there. You want his bat in the lineup. But the other thing that this says is to other teams is, hey, he's willing to move in order to stay in the lineup. Now, Wilson has said that he wants to stay with the Cardinals, but one of the objectives is to shed payroll, and one of the prohibitive factors in moving Wilson Contreras is most teams thought he wanted to catch. So the fact that he wants to play first base might make it easier to move him. If you keep him at first, I mean, he's going to be at first or a designated hitter. It allows some of the young catching talent that the Cardinals have to kind of figure out what they're going to do. And I think you'll probably see them keep him and give Ivan Herrera a real shot. But he's going to have to improve on his defense. And if he doesn't, there are two more catchers. Jimmy Crux was the player of the year, minor league player of the year. He's going to be at Triple-A this year. And also right behind him is Leonardo Bernal. He is at Double-A this year. So basically it's going to be one of those, I wouldn't say it's a make-or-break year, but Ivan Herrera probably needs to show that he can handle a pitching staff and also be better defensively. If he's going to stick around at that job for the Cardinals. He hits, and if they move Contreras after this year, you may see Herrera move to first base and another catcher fill his spot.
Yeah, we'll keep our eye on that spot as the whirlwind of sports continues this morning.
While we're on the subject of the Cardinals, they also got some news this week as Diamond Sports Group, which is now going to be FanDuel something something network,
Yeah.
Is taking over. But they lose 20% of the projected revenue that they were expected to have year to year. So kind of a win-lose for the Cardinals. They do have someone taking care of their games, but not nearly as much revenue. And if you were hoping that the Cardinals may sign somebody else to help this
Juan
team,
Soto.
I think that just went out with the dishwasher.
Well, you might have to continue to cut payroll. We'll see how that goes. As we want to, before we get into the high school football playoff scores, a couple of things of note. The Missouri Military Academy soccer boys winning a district championship last night in St. Louis. They beat Brentwood 6-2. We want to throw a huge shout out to the Missouri Military Academy.
Yeah, their current record is 15-4, and they'll play Fatima and Crocker on Monday.
All right.
And while we're giving shout-outs, how about a shout-out to Paris? Landon Chapman finishes second in state cross-country. The team finishes ninth in the state. That's pretty good.
Oh, by the way, three Mexico high school cross-country runners punched their ticket to state. They're competing today in Como, and they are senior Hunter Bickle, juniors Brady McCoy, and Maggie Ramsey. So the best of luck to them in Columbia today.
Absolutely.
One more thing, MMA, this is their first time they've won districts since 2018. So this is a good time for MMA soccer.
Absolutely. And just one more thing we need to go over. Just one more
thing.
We want to go over the high school football playoff scores from last night, and we're just going to go round table style here. We're going to start off with the Country 96 game of the week that saw South Shelby take it to Macon 48-19.
Hannibal obviously defeated Mexico 42-27 as Hunter Cuno with those 220-plus rushing yards. What a tough loss for the Bulldogs.
St. Vincent shut out Louisiana 26-0.
Salisbury beat Marceline 24-13.
Harrisburg moving on. They defeat Fayette 16-6.
And Bowling Green just keeps on rolling. They won at home against Jefferson 60-12.
Lafayette County beat South Callaway 42-12 last night.
And Tipton shut out Crestridge 69-0.
Centralia Panthers had their season come to an end last night against a very tough Father Tolton team. That score 37-20.
Monroe City, the Panthers, when it comes to the playoffs, they just seem to find a way. They won at home against last night against Clark County 48-8.
Hallsville won on the road against St. Charles West 26-20.
Major upset.
Yeah.
And I believe they were down like 20-6 at halftime as well.
Wow.
Big comeback.
Moberly beat Wright City 49-42.
If there's ever a time to get hot, it's the playoffs, and the Spartans are doing that. Look at some of the competition in that district bracket is all I will say.
Yeah.
Blair Oaks shutting out Southern Boone 66-0.
Booneville beats Knobnoster 40-13.
Elias beat Camdenton 45-17.
Lebanon beat Capital City 44-24.
And Rockbridge with the win at home against St. Dominic 35-14.
One score that we don't have, and that's Van Farr, because they actually play at Hayti a little later on this afternoon.
It's in Vandalia.
Kickoff's at 1 p.m.
The kickoff is in Vandalia.
Yeah, it's at 1 p.m. this afternoon. Hayti has to come to the Indians.
How about that?
Yes, it
should be.
Although the rain stops
ride.
Up.
Yeah.
Field is not the prettiest.
Well, and that's a good point.
Yeah.
So it will be a soupy field if the rain starts hitting us here like we think that it's going to.
Yeah.
We want to go around real quickly as we're running into overtime here on the buzzer beater with our athlete shout-out of the week. We're going to start off with Leighton Maskey.
And I am, of course, going to pick Hunter Cuno with 220 rushing yards last night.
No doubt. Maddie?
I'm choosing the senior football boys. I played middle school football with them, and last night it was just kind of a realization, like, it's over, and it just kind of broke my heart a little bit for them. But they had a great season.
Absolutely.
I'm going to give a shout-out to Charlie Fisher and to someone I don't know, and Landon Chapman from Paris. Finishing second in state is quite an accomplishment. And Charlie got hurt in last night's game, didn't get to finish it the way he wanted to. But you know what? A pretty good junior season, and we'll see him on the basketball court very, very soon.
For certain. I'm going to give a shout-out to the MMA boys soccer team, district champs. We are the champions, and they're going to try and move on again on Monday night. So that is going to do it for us this morning. We hope that everybody's sports teams wins this weekend, and we will see you next week on the Buzzer Beater. It's Sports Talk. For Michael Doherty, Maddie Tolbert, and Leighton Maskey, I'm Matt Pilger, and you're listening to AM 1340 KXEO.